This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour one on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick's show. Come on in, stay a while. Seton's here, Fritzy's here, Marvin, Paulie, yours truly, Operator Tyler standing by, take your phone calls, backroom guys ready to go as well. By the way, sign up for the newsletter. We will have an announcement about moonshine probably next week. If you're on the newsletter, you'll get that information before anybody else does. I just saw the new bottle of Tailgate Moonshine. Paulie's got it right there.
It's gorge.
It is.
It kind of reminds me of like Minnesota's football uniforms, which are awesome, by the way.
The University of Minnesota.
University of Minnesota. Yeah, the great color combination. Very autumnal, Dan.
Okay. Well, that's what it was meant to be, autumnal. And so it's pumpkin maple moonshine.
What'd you call me?
I called you pumpkin. Yes, I did. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Had baseball yesterday and last night. Rangers over the Rays. Twins beat the Blue Jays. Diamondbacks over the Brewers. Phillies over the Marlins. Now, we got caught up in the pitch clock, and we are always looking and seeing how long a game lasts. Regular season, postseason, how long are the games going to be? So the obsession continues here. If you were curious, how long did those games go yesterday? Well, the Twins, 2 hours and 40 minutes. The Rangers, Rays, 2:41. Phillies, Marlins, 2:46. Damn those Diamondbacks and Brewers. They went 3.5 hours. So three of four games under 3 hours. You had a lot of offense in the Diamondbacks and Brewers, or at least the potential for a lot of offense with base runners. The wild cards last year, three of the four games went over 3 hours. The wild card games, three of the four under 3 hours this year. If that matters to you, I think it's a win. I think baseball is doing some positive things. And I don't think this commissioner will get credit, but this might be his legacy, the pitch clock and what it meant for the game and speeding up the game. Because then it's going to get to the point where you're just going to play quicker, faster. You're going to get in the box. You're going to deliver the pitch. It's just going to be, that'll be the norm. That's the new norm. But you have to reprogram these baseball players. But watching yesterday and last night, there's a lot of storylines here. And attendance is up. Although, watching the Tampa Bay Rays last night, and maybe attendance is up for them, but that would be down for any other team that was in the postseason. And I know that they have the framework for a $1.3 billion stadium. If you build it, will they come? That would be my big question with Tampa Bay. Now, I've been to St. Petersburg. I get it. People talk about you don't want to go there. You find out when you're playing, probably Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, that there's going to be a game, a Tuesday afternoon game. I understand that. But you win 100 games. You should be embracing, celebrating. And I hope the ballpark is more like the Marlins from the standpoint of maybe 30,000 there. Like, you go to Fenway, I don't think anybody goes there and goes, you know, how many people are in here? You're just like, it's a packed house. I mean, it could be, what, 33,000. Maybe they've added, you know, with above the monster in right field. There's extra seats there as well. But you just go, and the environment is great. Now, they have great baseball, but you have a stadium. When I would go to the Silver Dome in Pontiac, Michigan, and they'd basically black out the whole top part of it. You know, certain stadiums where you walk in and you go, ooh, that doesn't look good.
Like Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah, where you're going, oh. But, you know, if you get a smaller ballpark, that feel, like it is truly a home field advantage. But I would walk into some of these places and then you'd just see, you know, a big blanket around the top of it and be like, maybe they bit off more than they could chew. Like, we wanted these grand stadiums. Okay, the big house, you can put 100,000 in that. But, you know, that's six games you got to put 100,000 in there. You can do that. But some of these other stadiums, a baseball stadium, and you're going to have 80-plus games, make it nicer, quaint. The friendly confines. Yes, Paulie.
The Tampa Rays, how much should we ding their fans for no showing yesterday? They're always in the playoffs. They're always a competitive team the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. Their attendance for the regular season was up. Like, I think I got them up 12 or 13% this year, regular season attendance. Do you just say it's an anomaly because the game was short notice early afternoon on a Tuesday?
Okay, but where were they with their attendance? Because you can have bad attendance, you can get a little better, and that's an increase.
But yes. Okay, 2022, which is still COVID spillover year, 1.1 million people showed up. This year, 1.45 million people mm-hmm. showed up. It's a nice jump. Mm-hmm. They've never been known for packing the building.
Yes. But, yes, Eden.
But I have Tampa as having the smallest ballpark in the league.
Okay.
So,
what's an ugly ballpark?
It is.
Too.
So if we're talking about intimacy,
yeah,
their stadium is half the size of Dodgers.
Yeah,
and they're half full of that, so they basically are filling about a quarter.
Well, yeah, the Dodgers have over 3 million in attendance.
Dodger Stadium, I think, holds 56,000.
Yeah,
if that's correct.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, it's the atmosphere says a lot too. When you go to a game, you know, the experience of going to a game, you know. What are the amenities there? People care about that. Parking, getting in and out. I mean, there's so many things that factor into this. But if you're going to ask the public to cough up, what, $600 million of this $1.3 billion, you know, public's going to want to know, all right, what are the bells and whistles? Yes, Pulling.
Nobody's talking about them losing. They had four errors and scored no runs. That should be the story, but nobody's there to watch it.
Yeah, the Rays committed four errors in the loss to the Rangers. Most errors in a postseason game since the Yankees had four in Game 4 of the 2019 ALCS.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
The Rays crowd stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The Rays crowd of just under 19,000, no, just over 19,000, the smallest for a baseball playoff game in a non-COVID year since, if you said the 1919 World Series, you would be correct.
What?
Yeah. That was the White Sox and the Reds.
Embarrassing.
Yes. So, game seven of the 1919 World Series with the White Sox and the Reds, that the White Sox threw the World Series, that had less than 19,000. Yes, Mark. All right.
Yeah, did people think, you know what? They're throwing it anyway, so let's not even go to the game.
I don't think they knew it in advance.
They got on the internet and they were like, oh, man, Shoeless Joe, this is crazy.
No, I don't think they did.
What?
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
All right. Rangers at Rays today, 3 p.m. Eastern, National TV, ABC.
Over, under.
If you're the Rays, what would you do today to mitigate the damage from yesterday's lack of attendance? You may not win. That you can't control if you're Rays management.
Mm.
But could you open the doors? Could you?
How about anybody who bought a ticket yesterday gets in for free today?
Oh, that's lovely.
How about that?
So you get basically a free playoff ticket because you paid yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
Then do the people who bought a ticket for game two get to get into game three for free? Or or whatever the next one is?
If they happen to need game three.
If
sure.
they need another.
Yeah. But I never understood this because I grew up in Cincinnati and they would give out tickets, not usually to good games, but they would give you tickets if you got straight A's. I, of course, didn't, but I knew people who did. Therefore, we got to go to Riverfront Stadium, and we got to get in free. Well, you can't do that now on short notice, but something like this. But I don't know why teams don't do more of that. That you designate 5,000 seats are going to be for this portion of town for straight A tickets. And then maybe the next month, it's this portion of the city, straight A tickets. And let them get in, because when you go in, there's parking, concessions, souvenirs, but also your son or daughter gets the experience of seeing a baseball game. And you will go again. And that's so important. I got to go. And then when you go, you want to go again. I was fortunate to have the Big Red Machine, but I think that's really important. Give you a taste of this. Let you go in and experience that. And you know, reward the kids who get straight A tickets. I think that's really important. Yes, Marvin?
Are you talking about every team? Because the Dodgers, Red Sox, and the Yankees, they don't need to give out tickets.
No, then don't do that. But like Pittsburgh, or, I mean, go down the list of these teams. Miami, Tampa Bay. If you need an audience, then don't be afraid to buy your audience. Bring them in. Let them experience this. Maybe they'll have that memory and they'll want to come back.
I'm sorry. Did you just suggest that owners spend money on fans?
Yeah.
I'll be here all week.
Okay. But they're losing money. So give them the tickets for free. Nobody's using them. So
it's all a write-off anyway.
You're not losing money. You're making money. Just have a section. Those are the straight-A kids there. Yeah, Paul.
I think this is discrimination. Those straight-A kids already have a lot going on in their life. They're doing well. They probably have a good family life. They're going to a good college. How about C Student Tuesdays? Try to perk those kids up. Bring some tutors in to help work with the kids.
C's get degrees.
C's get degrees.
Yes.
And tickets.
Yeah.
Like, do I want to work my ass off for 364 days for that 1 year?
But
nah, I'm good.
Okay, when you got straight A tickets, you got tickets, I think, to 3 or 4 games. That's a big deal.
Nerds.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have the straight A's. Yes, Todd.
But what about fan-friendly marketing? I remember growing up, I think it was Delwood was the milk container where they had discounted seats on certain games. Granted, they're not in the loge or the field level, but if you save a couple of ticket stubs or you cut something off the back of the carton for people that can't afford to go to a game, you got this reduced rate to something to let fans know you care about having them come.
All you want is, if you're a parent, you want something. Like, can I get something? Can you give me a discount on something? Because you price gouge me when I go there. Let these kids go in, and they're going to experience a game or two. And they'll talk about that. You take them to batting practice. You have a certain section. Have a drink special, like something, because you're not making any money off those empty seats. So why not put people in the seats? Yes, Eden.
So you had the ability to get straight A tickets growing up and didn't.
I didn't have the ability to get straight A tickets.
Okay, sorry. You had the opportunity to get straight A tickets.
I didn't have the opportunity.
And didn't.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I like the road we're going down. It's so, like, viva la revolucion against the owners. Like, how about nobody shows up until they pay for their own damn stadiums?
Well,
how about that? Why do we have to go buy a $20 beer for the stadium that we also had to pay for and then park at the parking lot that we also had to build? Let's go. Up the people.
We got 2 hours and 45 minutes to go.
And we're already starting a revolution.
Here we go. Who's with me?
Let's get it.
Come
Let's
on.
Go.
Yeah.
Casualty of society.
Marv's so emo.
I can't wait until Friday.
It's emo Fridays?
I don't want to wait.
Yep. I got 14 DMs with suggestions of what to play, and they were all bands I never heard of. And I was like, oh, this isn't, this was, oh, okay.
You're tapping into a whole new audience.
They were like,
here.
Can you play King's English in some song? I was like, oh, okay.
This first hour brought to you by Meguiar's. Grab Meguiar's Hybrid Ceramic Pre-Wax Prep, the newest member to their hybrid ceramic family. Easy to use. The paint is glossy. The color really pops. Back on the road, Meguiar's Ceramic Made Easy. We'll get to phone calls coming up. And Seton, do you have a poll question today?
We have many poll questions.
Oh.
After the break.
Well, we'll check in with the Patriots. Bill Belichick has his press conference coming up here probably in about 15 minutes. And we thought we would check in with one of the reporters covering the Patriots, Mike Reese of the Mothership. What's the overall feeling there in New England? You got some bad quarterback play. You got Bill Belichick's future. Is he on the warm seat, a hot seat? Can you bring that up today? Can you be professional, be a reporter, be a journalist, and ask Bill about his future? Ooh. Robert Griffin, Jr. III, will join us coming up as well. And we'll talk some baseball with the former Red Sox, Kevin Millar. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll settle on our poll question right after this. LifeLock. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Right now is the perfect time to protect yourself. Be cyber smart. Take the basic steps to keep you and your family protected from identity theft and scams and other online dangers. Make sure you use a strong password. Set up multi-factor verification on your accounts and recognize and report phishing that might be out there. You got to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Loans taken out in our name or crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. That's where you need LifeLock, detecting you and alerting you to potential identity threats. Help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year, promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. That will get you 25% off. LifeLock will detect and alert you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, part of the nearly 400 cities that carry this program. All right. Fritzy has an issue before we get to our poll question. What is your issue, Tom?
So I was watching the Jays-Twins game bouncing around, and this was the sound of the final out from Michael Kay, which I thought was very creative, and I have a question off of it, but here's how it sounded.
All right.
Second, no one holding him. There he goes. And there's a ground ball. Diving stop, Barcelona. And he flips to Duran. They win. 18 is enough. The Twins get a postseason win, and they lead the wild card series 1-0.
Okay.
So the Twins' first postseason win since 2004, they had lost 18 straight playoff games, which led to a thought of a poll question. If a play-by-play announcer scripted possible endings of a game, would you care? Yes, I want it to be natural and on the fly. No accusations here, by the way. No, if it's clever enough, I don't mind it being pre-planned. I thought 18 is enough was great. I just wonder, is that something he had in the back of his mind or on an index card, or that just kind of came out? So I wonder how you guys
see it. Okay, but how many people get a reference of 18 is enough? Because it's 8 is enough.
True.
That's a 70s and 80s reference that you got, but I'm going to guess most people didn't.
Been mentioned and shown graphics of various things throughout the game to really hit home the fact that this team has lost 18 straight postseason games.
Yeah, but you're basing this off 8 is enough, and he says 18 is enough. So to me, it's not a good reference. I mean, it's not even 8 is enough. It's 18 is enough.
I still think the question is worthwhile as far as pre-planned announcing of a call, whether it's an 80s reference or a current reference.
How would you know if something is scripted or not?
I guess you'd have to ask the announcer.
I don't know if he planned an inning earlier or, to start the game. Will 18 be enough? And he's saying that before he does the game. I don't know.
Like Al Michaels, do you believe in miracles? Yes, we all. He just kind of blurted that out. That wasn't something he was planning to say.
No.
If the third period ended and we won.
Yeah, but 18 enough, is enough. Is not to me. It's not a good reference because it's from the 80s. It's a TV show in the 80s. So, I mean, that's not a magical boy. I'm going to write that one down and remember that one. Yes, Pauline.
Michael Kay does this for a living. He does, 100 games or plus every year. He's an expert at finding a little quirk to end a game. My guess is they've been talking about the 18-year streak all day. He probably entered the last inning and goes, oh, here's one. Yeah. And he gave it that much thought because he's an expert at it.
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, I think that you have an idea of how you would like to end something. But then there's always that possibility. I remember, I think it was Jack Buck with the Braves and the Twins. And it might have been Kirby Puckett homering off Charlie Liebrandt. And his line was, as the ball is leaving the ballpark, it's a walk-off home run. And I think it was Jack Buck saying, and we'll see you, tomorrow night. And that was it. Because that was the home run. There was nothing else really. He didn't have to say anything. It was, it's over. We'll see you tomorrow night. And I thought that was, you could do when Jack Buck, didn't he say, St. Louis go crazy when Ozzie Smith hit the home run?
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Yeah, go crazy. Yeah.
A home run by the Wizard.
Yeah. Now, that's not scripted. I think in the moment you'll get those and they're magical. I remember talking to Charlie Steiner. He was doing baseball play-by-play for ESPN when Mark McGwire was trying to break Roger Maris's record, and just how you hope to have something to say, but McGwire hit that home run so fast, you didn't get any chance, to throw out any, verbal bouquets. But for the most part, these guys have an idea, command of the language, but Michael Kay, 18 is enough, didn't do anything for me, didn't mean anything. In fact, I didn't even think of it until you brought it up, but it's a dated reference. Yeah, see.
I don't really know that it needs to matter. It's not an all-time great moment that people are going to remember forever. I would rather Michael Kay be have something in his back pocket. Like, oh, yeah, heading into the game, oh, 18 is enough. Sure. Is it, you know, the average baseball fan is probably in their 30s or 40s, so they would know that TV show. Maybe at the higher end of that. It was like a 3-second thing that at the end of a game that majority of people didn't watch.
Yeah, but Todd is singling it out. That's why we're bringing it up.
Yeah.
Nobody else would have brought it up.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know that it's a really big deal, but I would rather have, if the bigger question is, would you rather them script the ending of a game or not? I wouldn't say that just because Michael Kay had that line in his back pocket that it was scripted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he went on and did a 30-second monologue at the end of the game, I would be like, oh, that's a little weak, but it's just like a quick.
What are we arguing about? I didn't think it was a great reference, but if you want to say 18 is enough, that's fine. That's all.
I think it was about the bigger question of planning on saying something based on a certain scenario going into a game. If this happens to happen, I love this line. I got to make sure I get it in, as opposed to how wonderful that particular call was last night.
Yes, Paul.
I think Fritzy's taking it a little too far from the standpoint. He thinks that Michael Kay may have, in the fourth inning, put that one down on the card and said, if this happens, go to this one. That's doubtful. These guys are expert at this, and they can, you know, they generally have a tone of what's going to happen to end the game unless a freak change in that game. He probably just had that in his head, and he just popped it out.
I know people have said that about Jim Nance at the Masters, that, you know, did he have something scripted when somebody wins at Augusta? I don't know if he did. Maybe he has ideas of if Mickelson wins or this guy wins or Hideki Matsuyama wins. Yes, Eden.
Right. If the bigger question is, the answer is Todd has it. Yes, I want it to be natural and on the fly. No, if it's clever enough, I don't mind it being pre-planned. 99.9% of what a play-by-play guy does is not pre-planned. It's all on the fly. It's just reacting to what's happening in the game, right?
Yeah, I would think.
So, yeah, I think I would imagine for them it's really helpful to have something clever in their back pocket that they could play off of, you know?
Mm. Anything else, Todd?
This is my fault, by the way. I shouldn't have sent it over to Todd for poll questions. I'm sorry.
No, I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. I'm not saying that that's like one of the all-time greatest calls in the history of the world. The question is, if a play-by-play announcer scripted the ending of a game, would you care? It wasn't how relevant was it? Are you familiar with Eight is Enough? How amazing a call was
that? Can we get a pitch clock on this?
Yeah, we do.
Hey, here's one from Todd. If you were covering the Patriots, would you have the courage to ask Bill Belichick about his job security? Absolutely or no way?
Well, here's the thing. How do you ask that question? Does anybody broach that topic today with Bill Belichick at his press conference? How many years has he coached there with New England? Do we know?
It's been, is it 23?
23 is enough.
Yep, 23 is his 23rd season.
That was off the dome. That wasn't scripted. I knew that off the top of my head, by the way.
Yeah. And then I channeled Michael Kay, and I said, 23 is enough.
23 is enough. That's the headline?
That was brilliant.
Out? Brilliant. 23 is enough? Or you could go 28. Just let him get five more years, and then 28 is enough.
Yeah, 28 is enough.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
Before we get to what would you ask Belichick, I would like to ask, is it fair to even ask him anything about his future in early October? If this were Matt Eberflus and the Bears, it's fair to ask him this week. He has earned nothing to not be broached about. But it would be fair to ask Belichick about his future with the team in early October.
Is it fair?
And
as a journalist.
While you mull that over, ironically, Matt Eberflus's last win with the Bears was a year ago this month against ..
New England.
The New England Patriots, that's right. Stat of the day.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Yeah, I think the person to talk to is the owner, as opposed to the coach. You know, because if I had the opportunity, if Robert Kraft came on the show, I would ask him, how important is it for Bill Belichick to break Don Shula's all-time victory mark as the head coach of the Patriots? That's what I would want to ask him. Because he might say, you know, it's very important, but it's also important that, you know, we're a competitive team. Are you a competitive team is what I would ask him. So I would go where, you know, maybe I don't start there, but I would certainly go there. And I'd like to find the, you know, what's his compass? Where is it pointing on what he thinks the future of this team is? As far as asking Belichick today, man, I wouldn't. I think even if you ask, like, how can you fix what's wrong with this team? Because if I say, can you fix it? He's going to go, yeah, we can. You know, your quarterback play. How do you make him better? I got to get him talking. How would you assess the talent the Patriots have offensively compared to everybody else in your own division? I got to get him talking. Because if you give him a chance to say yes or no, then he'll say yes or no. Yes, Eden.
Sometimes you'll, like, break this question out more, I think, like, tongue-in-cheek. But maybe it would work really well in this scenario is if you ask Bill Belichick, how much fun are you having coaching? That's kind of the way. How much fun are you having?
Yes. And I did think that'd be the only way I could broach this topic, because he seems pained by this. He's not enjoying this. So, I mean, you can't say how's morale, but how much fun are you having? How much are you enjoying being a head coach still? Now, he can just blow you off. He doesn't have to really give you any answer. You can just say, oh, I'm having a great time. Yes, Todd.
What if you said, in spite of all of your success, coach, and all the Super Bowls, what would you say to those who consider you on the hot seat right now? He'll probably mumble something incoherent with the two-word answer that's not going to really answer. But I don't think that's a terrible way, an insensitive way to ask that.
I'm agreeing with Fritzy here.
I'm on board with you. I mean, I would love for you to be the one asking the question.
Why be there if you're not going to ask that kind of question? What do you think about the next game?
Can you zoom in? Can we get Fritzy to zoom in to the press conference here?
Division has gotten a lot better other than the Jets. How are you going to catch up to the Bills and Dolphins? What are you going to ask? You got to ask GC.
Yeah,
I like that. We're like, the whole point is to, like, subtly get around. Like, can you ask him this? And Todd is like, you should just hit him over the head with it.
Either bring it up or don't.
Todd Fritz, Dan Patrick Show. Coach, I have a question.
You're going to get fired? Are you going to last the season? How many weeks do you think you got left coaching?
Todd's the most vague and non-direct guy I ever met. And here he is putting a hammer
down. Lot easier to say it in the Milford Studios here than if I had to say it in front of my colleagues and staring at Coach.
There's no way you could get through the question.
Doubt it.
Can we send Todd there for next week and have him ask that exact question?
Who do the Patriots play this week?
How do we get Todd into a press conference so he can ask that exact question phrased exactly that way?
Yes, Paul.
They host the Saints.
Okay.
Check the line.
Okay. Boy, that would be...
Todd Fritz.
Todd Fritz, Dan Patrick Show.
In spite of all your success and all your Super Bowl victories, what would you say to those who consider you on the hot seat right now?
Could you ask that question, Todd, if I send you to Belichick's press conference?
I would ask that. If I can get on stage and sing Hall & Oates at a concert and do some very bad comedy in New York and L.A., I can ask that question, and he could shut me down and then get mad, and then he leaves, and then all of my colleagues are pissed off because now the whole press conference is over because I set him off.
All right.
But I wouldn't have a problem.
If you go to New England next Wednesday, I think I could get you back on stage with Darius Rucker.
Wow.
And this time you're singing Billy Joel.
That's pretty hot.
Okay. It's pretty hot?
It's a pretty hot idea. I'm excited about that. Not hot like
what do you mean? What do you mean that's hot?
The idea of singing one Billy Joel song
is hot.
In concert. Yeah, to me that's hot. That's cool. It's hot and cool at the same time.
Yes, Marvin.
It's still rock and roll to me.
Damn it.
Now, it's still real to me. So whenever Seton says that's hot, it's usually to something, you know, really ridiculous. Like, oh, you know what? We might have Dan Orlovsky on the show. Hot. Oh, that's hot. I don't know what in the blue hell that was.
He's rubbing off on me.
Yes, Paul.
If Fritzy asked that question, the reward would have to be even bigger. I would get Jennifer Love Hewitt to call you, Fritzy, personally.
I think he'd rather sing Billy Joel.
Ooh.
Are you always going to say, I don't listen to that. That's silly.
Okay, what's hotter, singing Billy Joel or have Jennifer Love Hewitt call you?
Wow. I'm going to have to give the edge to Jennifer Love Hewitt. As much as I enjoy Billy Joel, and if it's a song from Glass Houses, my favorite.
Yeah, but nobody's going to be able to see that or hear that. That's just going to be something private where you're going to be up there singing Billy Joel.
Yeah, but when it comes to Jennifer Love Hewitt, I have a soft spot for Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Is she a one seed?
I'm going to say yes to that.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes to that.
Oh, we're the best show.
What the hell happened?
That's great.
It started with Michael K. 18 is enough.
Shout out to Adam Rich. What? Who's that?
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows that reference.
What is eight is enough?
It's a show.
Okay.
Exactly.
1975 TV show.
It's a day, you know, Fritzy's sweet spot here, his wheelhouse. Something in the late 70s, early 80s.
It was like Mork and Mindy, Happy Days of Laverne Shirley, and Eight is Enough. What do you not understand? What do you not know?
1977 to 1981, there was a show called Eight is Enough.
Then Barney Miller came on. Come on, get with the program.
Do we have a poll question?
I think we got to stick with, one, I know for sure. Does Todd need to go to the Patriots game and ask Bill Belichick that question, yes or no?
Could he get in as a member of the media? That would probably... Now, see, we've already blown our cover.
Yeah.
The PR department with the Patriots, they're probably going to know Todd's coming in and he's going to ask this question.
I've dealt with them for like 30 years. They're really, really nice. But now that they may know what the question is that I'll be asking, they
don't get us any guests, but they're very nice they when are. They tell
How
us.
How many Patriots have we had on in the last 30 years?
Yeah. I think we had Edelman on a couple of times.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if that was through the Patriots, though, or some book came out or something.
Yeah. And while he was recovering from injury.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he was recovering from surgery. Or maybe it was a TV show. I don't know. But, yeah, the Patriots are very nice when they tell you that no Patriots are available.
Well, we appreciate your interest in the New England Patriots organization.
All right, let's regroup here. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Come on now. Yeah. Here we go.
Let's go. We'll stick.
Bingo,
right,
bingo.
A little bingo.
Bingo.
All right.
Two, three.
All right, here we go. We'll take a break. Play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
A windup from Gausman. And the 3-1 pitch, a swing and a fly ball, right center field, deep, Springer back. He will turn, back it goes, gone! Unbelievable! Roy Sloan, welcome to October baseball. Two at bats, two home runs. This kid is amazing! It is 3-0 Twins!
Courtesy of Treasure Island Baseball Network, Royce Lewis, third player in baseball history to homer in each of his first two postseason plate appearances. Evan Longoria, who's still playing, he did it for the Rays, and Gary Gaetti in 1987 for the Twins. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Kings Hawaiian. They want you to get together with friends and family and football and have a slider Sunday. Make every Sunday a slider Sunday. Paulie, you have an update on Bill Belichick's press conference.
Yeah, Bill Belichick has to talk to the media every Wednesday for at least 15 minutes. He was running about 10 minutes late, so he walked in there and just gave a quick mumble, sorry for holding you up. So,
okay.
It's still ongoing.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. Reagan in Texas. Hey, Reagan.
Thanks for taking my call, Dan.
Yeah.
First time, long time. Mm-hmm. 6'2", 227. Listening to that last segment took me back to the 70s thinking of Fritzy and the offers that were being put on the table. It reminded me of the final scene in Smokey and the Bandit when Burt Reynolds and the team pulled into the racetrack and Big Enos Burdette says, "How about a run to Boston for some clam chowder?" And that's what I was thinking of Fritzy, sitting in that red Cadillac, taking off to go sing to Darius Rucker or take a call from Jennifer Love Hewitt.
All right. Well, thank you, Reagan. Reagan had never called in, and he called in. You spurred him on. Call in.
Smokey and the Bandit reference.
Nice. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, another 70s reference there.
Fine film, though.
Is it?
Oh.
Is it?
I think at the time when you're like 9, Smokey and the Bandit's the greatest movie
okay.
I've ever seen.
All right, all right.
Burt Reynolds was like a hero.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Let's see. Curtis in Illinois. Hi, Curtis.
Morning, DP. First time, long time. A soft 210, 510.
Soft.
Hoping to get some advice from you. My wife recently joined the workforce again after taking care of our kids for 9 years, and I have Wednesdays off, which we used to kind of enjoy together, but now I am all by myself for the majority of the day. So how much fun and or how much money am I allowed to spend while she's at work?
Well, don't put that on me. I mean, you know, I don't want you to say to your wife, "Hey, I bought a boat. Dan Patrick said it was okay."
You ever heard of DraftKings, honey? Funny thing.
I don't have to go anywhere, and I can gamble. And I haven't won any, but you know, I haven't lost that much. Yes, Paulie.
You have to buy something that appears to be for the both of you. So if you buy yourself a boat, say, "We have a boat. I can't wait to take you and the kids out." We bought a new whatever SUV for us to go camping.
Whatever. We bought a new Winnebago.
Yes. More time for us, baby. Use more time for us. As a, yeah.
Todd in North Carolina. Hi, Todd. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I hadn't called in a while, but those last two segments, I just had to call in. I mean, I'm just dying laughing here, driving, people looking at me like I'm insane. But the fact that y'all have not won a sports Emmy by now, I think it's just pure criminal. Pure criminal.
Well, thank you. I don't know if anybody else sees it that way. It's still better for our brand if we don't win a sports Emmy. Because once we do, then you'll be like, they're like everybody else. No. Pardon the interruption in Sports Center.
What, winners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Patriots are trading for cornerback J.C. Jackson from the Chargers. They're reuniting. Okay, this is back where it started. J.C. Jackson was a big signing by the Chargers, and then all of a sudden, now the Patriots want him back. Interesting.
Doesn't sound like good news for Christian Gonzalez, huh?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he got injured.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Rookie corner. He's good.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he's good. Jace in Utah. Hi, Jace.
So I've only been listening to this show about a year now. Tyler's helped get me on before. Shout out. I have 9-inch hands.
Okay. Thank you, Jace. Thank you, Jace.
Hot.
Thank you, Jace.
Right. This one from Sunday is worthy. I would love that reggae version, please, and thank you.
Oh, okay.
Christian McCaffrey became the first player in franchise history with 100 scrimmage yards and one touchdown in each of his first four games. Oh, and by the way, he's also the first player to score 3 touchdowns and a half. Bang, bang, 9 a game. Suck it, Fritzy.
Twiddle is the name of the band. Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sean in Indiana. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you guys doing?
Great, Sean.
Good. I'm feeling better than I was. Woke up as part of the Impaired Listeners Club today. Woke up with some vertigo. The room was spinning, but finally about to head into work now. But been a long time coming. Want to weigh in on the Crappensburg State mascot. Okay. So I know y'all like to keep it classy on the Dan Patrick Show. So my thought is they need to be the Crappensburg State Colonels. You can do that with a C or a K. And then you need to have a corn kernel and dress him like Mr. Peanut.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Keep it classy.
Sean, who was suffering from vertigo, still found time to call us up this morning. Yes, Paul.
What exactly is vertigo? Is that more dizziness or illness, like where you feel you're sick or you feel you're dizzy?
Well, I think that you can get nauseous by being dizzy. I've never had vertigo. I've you know, heard from people who've had it, and they always say, oh, you don't want this.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of things I don't want. Like, who would want vertigo? Like, man, that'd be cool to just spin around.
It's like you can't stand, you know? Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, vertigo is the sensation of feeling off balance when you're perfectly in balance. Similar to a dizzy spell, but it's often caused by either inner ear problem or infection, or it could be more chronic.
Laura in Boston. Hi, Laura.
Hey, gentlemen and Todd. I just saw you earlier on Social Book Talk, and that was awesome. And I also had been wanting to tell you for a while. I listened to you on Part of My Take, and it was just a great interview, and congratulations to you. And my question is, I have two. One, are you ever going to be in Boston or near Boston for your book signing? And are you ever going to make women's sizes in your T-shirts? I'd love to wear so many. I'm tired of buying them for my husband and brother. I'd like to wear them.
Okay. And why can't you wear the T-shirts?
The men's small is too big.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that under advisement here, Laura, and I can talk to the person who heads up our quality control. Seton?
Yeah, it's a tricky topic. It's been a little bit of a losing battle for us, but maybe we can revisit that.
Yeah, because we have to make enough and be able to sell those, and then, you know, it's more of the supply and demand. I'm not going to do a book signing in Boston. At least I don't have that planned right now. But if you do buy the book, I did say this, if you give the packaging and, you know, the proper postal, if you send it in, then I'll send it back to you. But just make sure that you have the proper packaging to be able to have it sent back. Yes, Todd?
If you were to do a book signing in Boston, what would your would you do a Boston accent as you're saying hi and signing things?
No, why would I do that?
I think that would be hilarious.
No.
Oh, Dan, I'm a big fan. Thanks for signing. Then you do your some kind of Boston. I'm not going to even try that.
Yeah, Marv.
No, because we just talked about, we crapped all over Boston accents.
The Departed.
Yeah.
Let me hear your Boston accent.
Packed a cat in Boston at Fenway. That's terrible. No.
Yes, oh, Marv.
Yes, and now thinking about it, I am not a cop. I hate it so much.
Southie.
Even when you hear it in a movie, it doesn't sound good. It sounds like it's overdone. No, I would just go up there and just be my charming self.
I got a number. How you like them apples?
We'll check in with the Patriots. Also, Robert Griffin Jr. III will stop by as well. Got a busy second hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.